I'm joined on the phone today by Lisa Berggren. She's the busy wife and mom of three living in Colorado. She's also the author of close to 40 books that have sold over 2 million copies combined, including God Gave Us You, The Busy Mom's Devotional, Glamorous Illusions, and Mercy Come Morning. Hi, Lisa. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Now, your latest book, Upside Down Prayers for Parents, what exactly do you mean by upside down prayers? In other words, how does the perspective here differ from what we usually tend to pray for our children?
That's a good question. I think we're naturally protective over our children. We want to shield them from pain. And if we're honest, we really, most of us would want to be see only peace and prosperity and love and joy in our kids, right? So we're drawn to the devotionals that encourage us on that front. Protect our child, Lord. Bless them. Give them love. And we ignore the fact that he's really never stronger on those fronts until we're at our weakest, and our kids too. So Upside Down Prayers for Parents is really about turning those hard things in life into a right-side-up perspective, God's own. Some examples, if I can share with them with you, are from our list of 31 different prayers is, like, I pray that you'll get caught doing things wrong and experience the power of confession. I pray that you'll fail in things that don't matter and learn to seek God's will for your life. I pray you'll get so weary you give up and learn that with submission comes strength. I pray you'll experience unanswered prayers and discover deeper, wider trust. So it's really turning, you know, the hard stuff of life into God's good purpose and paying attention to that.
Now describe, if you would, how each day's devotional speaks to both a reader's personal spiritual life and to shepherding our children's spiritual growth.
We're really talking about submission to a sovereign God through the hard things of life and knowing that God uses those things to lead us to deeper, richer discipleship and being models for our children on how to do that as well, which at its core really means we have to tackle those issues ourselves. And I think a lot of us really dodge them because they're uncomfortable and, you know, who really wants to think about the hard stuff of life? But if we're going to be prepared, and if we're going to prepare our children for this tough world, and to make the most of it, see the glory and goodness in it, despite all the things that might happen to us and ours, we really have to get it straight in our head and heart first. So the devotional really is for parents to think about it for themselves first so that they can teach their kids well. One of the things I do in each prayer or each devotional each day is that there's the upside down prayer and then there's some scripture to think about. And then I share about how that issue has come up in my life or my children's lives to help parents think about it for their own lives too. And then there's a place for them to fill in to answer a challenging question about that topic for themselves so that they really are getting it straight in their own heads and hearts too. And then at the end, there's some discussion starters for very young children, which are the most basic aspect of that topic, just to begin the conversation for our little ones even, you know, 5 to 8 year olds. And then for older children, teens or college-aged kids, a more challenging direct question that hopefully they are ready to answer or dialogue with the parent. So I'm really hoping Upside Down Prayers for Parents becomes an excellent toolkit for parents to tackle the deep discipleship track I think we're all supposed to be on.
Now, Lisa, tell me, what personal revelation has impacted you most while creating this devotional?
You know, I wrote these questions, all these upside down prayers, for a quick Mother's Day post a couple of years ago. And it's one thing to just write them down, you know, I pray you'll go broke and see how God provides food and shelter. You know, it's kind of catchy and thought-provoking, and it made for a great blog post. But as I expanded it into the devotional, I really thought how challenging this was for me personally. It really made me stop and consider each aspect of how God's ruling my life and how I must trust him through it all. And what I discovered in writing it was that what I hope all who read it discover too, that God is mighty through it all. And most of all, he's after deeper relationship with us. And he'll use all things in our lives to get there with us.
Hmm. Lisa Berggren has been my guest today. She's the author of Upside Down Prayers for Parents. Lisa, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.